Hey, how's everybody doing out there in podcast land? You're listening to the Matt Young Show Extra Number 2. Dose. Whatever you want to call it. Deuce, dose, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're listening to the Matt Young Show Extra. That's all that matters right about now. Before we get started, a couple quick announcements. Y'all may have noticed on my side, I've added some new stuff. I have added a new page called Comics. I added that yesterday. Really cool little thing. I'm going to be making little random comics stories. The first one on there is The Adventures of Bob. Bob is a humdrum guy. If you don't know what that means, it means ordinary, dull, plain. So Bob is a humdrum guy who is, you know, who's always finding himself in odd situations. So there's that. Also another page I haven't mentioned is the contact page, and I've got a special form on there. You go in there, fill it out, and it'll automatically send me an email. If you do not have an email address and you can't go in there and just directly email me, you can use that. That's a great little thing I added. On the podcast page, if you go there, I've got a new form thing on there, link to that too. It's the, comment form. You can go in there and just comment on podcast, whatever. There is one place where it says that it's not required for you to tell me what the comment is about, but I am going to make that required. So if anybody fills it out before I get to that, please, you know, put that in so I know what you're commenting about and so I know what you're talking about there. If you say I didn't like the music on this show, I don't know what show you're talking about. I don't know if you're talking about 7, the Christmas edition, or episode 1, the extra. I really don't know. So thanks. I know it's been a while since I've done an extra or a podcast, but I have been updating it periodically and making blog posts. So, you know, I have been able to do that. Also, you noticed I got some friends at school. They've signed my guest book thing. It's growing. Yeah, I'm happy about that. There's the things I've added to the site. There you go. Let you know about that. Without further ado, let's jump into the devotional. Okay, we're on lesson 3 on our series of lessons for our thing. Lesson 3, sin's penalty. What is it? Well, everybody should know this. Death. But lucky for us Christians that we have something very special. We have Jesus Christ. So he's come to save us, and, you know, he died on the cross for us, and, you know, yay, good for him. Thank you. You know, we should really say thank you. Every day we're in church, thank him. In fact, shouldn't just do it in church. You should do it all day long, all the week long. He came and he gave his life so that we could come live with him in heaven and not go to that nasty place called hell where you're eternal. You die a thousand deaths, eternal burning. I mean, it says here in Romans, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When man chose to disobey God, the result was death. The basic meaning of death is separation. And, you know, that's right, the basic meaning of death is separation. I mean, say you got a loved one who is not a Christian, they die and they go to hell. You're a Christian, you go to heaven. You're separated from them. You can't ever see them again. You know, period. I mean, even if they're a Christian, they go to heaven and you're still here on earth alive, they die. You know, you're separated from them. It's really sad. The Bible teaches that there are 3 types of death, or separation. That is the result of sin. Spiritual death separates a person from the life of God. Ephesians 2:1. Okay? So somebody's not a Christian, they've already gone through spiritual death. They may know who God is and what Christianity is and all, but they don't believe in it. Okay, that's the first type. The second type is physical death. Physical death separates a person's soul from his or her body. Hebrews 9:27. So basically what it's saying there is, you know, if you die normally, you know, you go to hell or heaven, wherever, that would be a physical death. Eternal death separates a person, both soul and body, from God forever in hell. Okay, so eternal death separates a person from God and the body. It's basically the worst of the two there, physical death and spiritual death. You know, I'd hate to go through both of those. I'd hate to even go through one of them. So that's lesson three. So man's problem is sin. Sin's penalty is death. The hole in the picture represents death. You fall down that, you're not separating from God. But the bridge over to heaven, to the eternal life, is God. All right, we're going to go ahead and do lesson four while we're in here. Okay, so the topic here is, then how can we ever have eternal life? Throughout history, individuals have tried many ways to gain or earn eternal life, but every attempt has been unsuccessful. Well, duh. I mean, you know, they've tried other ways besides, you know, becoming a Christian and knowing God and all. Well, of course that's not going to work. But what the Bible does say, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. Titus 3:5a. Not by his works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. And the last verse, Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay? So, the way things are going to some of the things that are going to get us, you know, that, you know, that's not going to help us is good works. Good works. You're going to be doing good works for the people and all, but your heart might not be in the right place doing those. Another thing is religion. You might say you're a Christian on the outside, but in your heart, are you really? Money. Money is always going to be a problem. Making people agree. That's, you know, you're never going to. Morality. Thinking you're too good for certain things. You know, you might say you're a Christian, but then again, in your heart, you're really not, because what you're saying just doesn't match up the way you act. Now, I'm not saying all of this is bad. Like, religion, you know, you could really be a Christian. That could help you. Good works, that could really help you. Morality, that could help you. Being a Christian, being moral, that could help you. But you know, it just depends on how you have those things and use those things. All right, that's our devotional for tonight. You know, y'all can go through that. Y'all got any ideas for devotional? Y'all can go ahead. Y'all actually could do that on the contact form on my site that I added and mentioned earlier in the show. Y'all can go ahead and y'all can send me the ideas on there, like what Bible verses and what you know, what goes along with, you know, what the lesson is. You know, I would not mind y'all send me that at all. After I get this series of devotionals done. Really, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do in the devotional section. So, you know, y'all go ahead and send me that. I don't know what I'd do. So, you know, send it to me, and I'll probably find, you know, some way to work that into the extra. That's really all I got for this extra. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Young, and I guess I'll catch you later. Bye.